This podcast is intended for adult audiences over the age of 18. It contains adult language and situations. The views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this podcast belong solely to us, and not of any employer, organization, committee, or other group or individuals. This podcast is not intended to be taken as professional advice.
Welcome to the Swing Nation Podcast, a podcast by swingers, for swingers, where we look to educate others and push back on the negative stigmas and misconceptions associated with our lifestyle. Come with us and share our pineapple journey as we travel the globe, interview the experts, learn and grow together. Join the nation. So Lacey, people are asking, how do they get to go to a party or an event with us?
They check out swingersociety.net, you create a profile, you sign up for an event, and you come hang out with us. Super easy.
That's right. If you want to party with us and the other faces and names that you know from social media and TikTok, head on over to swingersociety.net.
Can't wait to see you there.
Sexual healthcare can be so much more than STI testing. WISP offers services like emergency contraception, help in delaying your period, UTI treatments, and so much more. They even have a product called the OMG cream that helps provide more fulfilling orgasms for women. WISP provides same-day prescriptions and can give you discreet treatment in the comfort and privacy of your own home. Check out the link in our show notes or go to hellowisp.com and use code SWING for 15% off.
Most people have unprotected oral sex, right? Be honest. Now think about your last STD test. Did your doctor tickle your throat with something that looked like a giant Q-tip? Probably not. Yet that's the only way to check for oral gonorrhea or chlamydia, which are often asymptomatic. You need a better doctor. You need shamelesscare.com. Use coupon code TSN at checkout.
Hey there, pineapple people, and welcome to the Swing Nation Podcast. We are your hosts, Northern Guy
and Southern Girl.
In today's episode, we're going over part two of the Swinger Society Forever Young Takeover.
We are.
The good part.
It is a good part.
The juicy part. The part you've been waiting all week for.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's good. It's good stuff.
So when we left you, we had just ended our Thursday night.
Yeah.
Not so great. Like, you were feeling off, you were feeling anxiety and self-conscious, and me and you kind of, like, gotten, not in an argument, but maybe,
you were just
maybe
like,
a little bit of a argument.
You were just frustrated. Like,
I was frustrated with you because you were letting the internet trolls get in your head, and I was worried about that ruining kind of your psyche for the weekend, and all these people were here, and they were excited to see you, and I just wanted to see Swinger Lacey. I wanted to see the Lacey that I know that loves this community and that loves this environment, that thrives in this environment, and I was worried that the meanies on the internet were going to kind of take that away from you.
Yeah. I didn't. I don't think.
Spoiler alert. But no.
I bounced out of it pretty quickly.
Right.
So I woke up feeling a lot better. I mean, like, I went to bed not angry. I think that, like, when you came back to the, like, you were ready to, like, argue, like, with me a little bit. Like, I think you expected me to be in a different headspace. And I really was just, like, okay. I was just kind of done. Like, I just wanted to go to bed. I didn't want to talk about it. Like, I knew that I shouldn't be letting the internet trolls get to me. I knew that's ridiculous. I know that, like, I don't need their, like, stamp of approval to feel confident. Like, I knew all of those things. I was very self-aware that I needed to just get over it, but I just didn't want to talk about it. And I think you really wanted to, like, talk about it and fix it. And
that's like an ongoing thing in our relationship.
It is.
Right? Like, I feel like you are going through an emotional state or something, and I want to come in and make it better.
Yeah. And I didn't want that. Like, I knew that, like, I had to get my shit together. I knew that what people that I don't know should not have any effect on me. And so I kept trying to explain that to you, but you didn't quite get it. So finally I just ignored you and went to bed. So I woke up Friday morning and it was raining, which the weather had been a bit of a concern
right,
leading up to it. we knew that there was a good chance of rain on Friday.
Yeah. So leading up to the event, if you went on any weather app and checked it, it was like 100% chance of rain on Friday. Yeah. And like anywhere from 50 to probably like 70 to 80% chance on Saturday.
Yeah, which we were concerned about. And honestly, the days before that, the high was like 68 and 70. So unless you were in the sun, it was kind of chilly. Mm-hmm. At night, it was chilly, like you needed a sweater. But we, I mean, there's not much you can do about it. We were just kind of going with it.
We plan Secrets events, really our entire calendar, almost a year out.
Yeah.
So we have no idea what the weather is going to be. And really, for like Florida, you don't know what the weather is going to be 24 hours before any given day.
So there's not that much we could do about it, but just kind of go with the flow.
Right. So now we had talked to the secret staff, and, mm-hmm. and we had said, hey, if like it rains all day on Friday, can we open up the club, essentially like move the party indoors and have like mm-hmm. a kind of a club social party all day long? And they were like, absolutely.
We talked
plans
about
to move the people from the cabanas into the VIPs in the club. Yeah. Like we had some plans in the works.
Yeah, we talked about like moving like the room call during the day and just having it like an all day party, like in the rooms and stuff. So there was definitely plans. And we definitely woke up and it was pouring down rain.
Mm-hmm.
I took advantage of the rain and took a shower, washed and dried my hair because that's always an issue.
We had hot water.
We did have hot water. We did get our hot water back earlier in the week. We didn't mention that. We did get it back. But we got out to the merch tent about 11. The girls that work for us had already got it set up. The problem was water. We had two tents side by side. The water had came in between
the two tents.
So most of the clothes were fine. There was like a bin in the middle that had some extras. Those things.
Which in hindsight, we probably should have thought about that.
Yeah, we should have. Those got wet. And like we had a tablecloth with some cups that got wet. But overall, everything was okay. But I'm not going to lie. I kind of like had a mini like
panic attack.
30 seconds. You know, I was like, oh my God, everything's wet. And it really wasn't wet. It was fine, but there was, you know, definitely like a panic. It ended up being a pretty good day. It was definitely cloudy, but it did warm up. I would say about noonish, things started to get
right.
Better.
It was like hot, maybe mid to high 60s.
Yeah.
And kind of a cloudy day, but it did not rain.
No, it did not. After that, like, I mean, it downpoured that morning, but mm-hmm. once it cleared. For example, I had on like shorts and a bathing suit and I was fine. And I ended up eventually taking off my shorts and I was okay. But what happened was not a lot of people got in the pool, but everybody was socializing. So like our merch tent was packed. Like everybody was in and out. Thank you, rain. We sold a bunch of merch, which makes me happy. But a lot of people were in and out of the merch. It was fun. It was a different fun than I've typically had at Secrets because I'm usually like people are in the pool, but it was still a really good time.
Yeah, it was. It was a good time. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So everybody was able to hang out and socialize around the
pool. It seemed calmer.
We had DJ music going. Yeah. I think not. Everybody was out by the pool. Maybe, you know, people were in the rooms probably fucking and doing other things.
There was some daytime orgies. I know I heard about
a lot of our friends that were content creators were doing mm-hmm. content and stuff. So I think there probably was more sex on Friday like during the day than there normally is because, you know, it wasn't the best pool weather. But I think overall the vibe was there was lots of energy. You know, we played some pool games. We gave away some prizes. It was a pretty good environment. And especially since we thought it was going to rain all day, I was very, very happy about it.
We all were. I mean, I enjoyed it because it seemed like a slower paced day. I could have conversations with people. I guess, you know, there was music playing, but it felt like much more of a social thing mm-hmm. than it did like the pool.
Right,
where
it wasn't
everybody's
like thump, like dancing.
Yeah. And I know you did pool. What else pool games did you do?
We did a couple. So most of my pool games are in the water type.
Yeah.
Game. So we had to improvise a little bit and do some out of the water games because most people didn't want to get in the water. So we did this hula hoop game where people hold hands mm-hmm. And you have to get a hula hoop from one side of the people to the other. You know, so they kind of have to transition the hula hoop through the people. We did that. And then we did the toilet paper game where you blindfold people and actually put toilet plungers between the legs of the females. Mm. And we put toilet paper rolls between the legs of the males. And the females were blindfolded. And essentially, their husbands had to, by using their words, guide them into the toilet paper hole.
That's fun.
Yeah, pretty funny.
They're
actually really good at it, though.
I did not see most of your games.
Yeah, because you were probably too busy making out with people.
No, I actually tried really hard not to make out with
people.
That's
not true.
No, I really did.
You still made out with a lot of people.
I did still make out with a lot of people, but I genuinely
Lazy went in to see. So she got, if you don't know, she got sick after Tempted.
Got the flu.
She got the flu, which was going around. Who knows where it came from? It might have came from Tempted. It might have came from
a gas station.
Our kids had the flu. I mean, it was every school had it. Like, it's just been all over.
Yeah.
But anyway. She was bound and determined. She did, because it was bad. It was not a fun experience. But she's like, I'm not kissing anybody this time. I don't want to get sick again. And then, like, by the second day, she's making out with people.
I know. I tried, though. I really did.
You didn't try very hard.
I did.
But yeah, you were a social butterfly.
I was. I was just chatting.
You were wearing a bikini.
So let's talk about it. I wasn't wearing a full-on bikini because, you know, we talked, I was self-conscious, but I had ordered some stuff from Shein, and I had two, like, one-piece. One was strappy, one was full-on one-piece, but both very sexy. But I actually had my mom overnight them to me because we left on Monday and my package, like, arrived on Monday, and so I had her ship them to Secrets. So that made me feel a little better. So
it was basically a bikini with like a little strap across the stomach.
Yeah, I mean, it had a lot. It had some strap. I felt more confident.
You could see most of your stomach.
I felt more confident.
Well, good. I'm happy about that.
Yeah. I mean, it probably didn't do much good because they're still talking shit about me on the internet, even today, even like tonight. But I felt a little better.
Okay.
At least. Mm-hmm. Anyway. And guys, this is not an easy recovery. Like, give me 6 months. It's been 9 weeks. You know, like, it's been a month and a half, essentially. Mm-hmm. 2 months. Two months. Yeah. I'm not good at math. I need a little bit more time before you start judging if you're an internet troll and you're listening to this. But I didn't see you doing the magic wand on girls.
You didn't see that?
I did see that.
Oh, you did see that.
Because you came up to me and said, hey, I'm about to do that. Because I think I had to run and get something, like, not leave the property, but, like, I don't know if it was the front desk or something out of the room or something. You were like, I'm about to make 20 women come.
Well, I don't think I said that, but I think I said I'm about to break out the magic wand or something.
But basically. And I was like, it's okay, go ahead. Which I do think that our boundaries when you're hosting are a little different than real life. Don't you think?
Wait, yeah. So basically what you're saying is if I'm doing it on stage, it's okay. If there's 1,000 people watching, you feel confident that I'm not going to run away and cheat on you? Yeah.
I wasn't worried about you at all.
All right. So people that don't know, it's kind of become a thing that we break out toys at Secrets and let people try them. And I think it's good for two reasons. One, like, when do you get an opportunity to try a motor bunny or a Hitachi wand if you've never done that?
We have like snail vibe. I mean, we have some pretty cool
right,
stuff.
We have a bunch of toys, right? Yeah. And so it's kind of become a thing to break them out and let girls use them poolside. Often I am the one using them on the girls.
Yeah.
And so Friday we broke out the magic wand. And the funny thing is people were not, there might've been like 2 or 4 people in the pool, like all day long. I got a beach chair and put it right up front of the pool. I'm like, okay, who wants to use the magic wand? And I think, our friends, the New Swingers on the Block, actually think I went to her first and said, hey.
Well, I think you asked me,
right.
You were like, do you want to do it first? You want to do it? And I was like, no, go get her because she's wild and she won't care.
Yeah. So New Swingers on the Block. So we went to her and we're like, hey, I'm gonna ask the crowd who wants to do this, will you volunteer first? Because what we've noticed over these events is nobody wants to go. Like, everybody's always hesitant to do it. But once one person does it, it like catches fire and like people, you know,
and then you're up there
it's much
for an
easier
hour.
For the second and third and fourth and fifth, right? And I will say, like, the first time or two we did it, we might have got like 2 or 3 girls to do it. Seems like now we get like 20, like we almost have to like shut it down. Like, okay, no more.
Yeah.
Like, we're putting the toy away now, which great problems to have, right?
Yeah. I think I heard you say at some point that your 15-year-old self would be so proud of you, like you grew up and got to do this on a stage.
I have self-reflected a few times. And even throughout the weekend, guys came up to me and was like, how do you feel about, like, it's kind of your job to make girls come now. And I'm like, that's, I love it. Like, what are you talking about? Like, I love every single minute of it. And so anyway, we broke up the magic wand. New Swingers on the Block came up. She's hot. She makes all the right noises. Mm-hmm. Is very, very vocal. I think she squirted, or she came anyway. And then the line of people kept coming. Mm-hmm. I don't know how many people came up and tried the magic wand, but we definitely were very sanitary. We had our toy cleaners. We had our wipes. We had our rags and water and mm-hmm. soap. And we cleaned it off very, very well in between each one and had all the girls come up. And I had a good time.
Yeah. I'm sure you did.
I might have had a hard on under my shorts.
Oh, really?
Like, yeah. And I don't know how I feel about that. Like, well, I don't know. It's like, am I supposed to enjoy this? Like, am I? And then if I'm not hard, is that like?
I think it would have been weird if you weren't hard. Like, you should be turning on watching girls come.
Making them come. You know, for the most part. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I'm, and you know me, I'm a very, I like pleasing people.
Yeah.
And it's not, I just enjoy doing that. You know what I mean? Overall. And I think it's good. I like giving people an experience. And
I'm glad that you enjoy it, because I'd be like, okay, I'm tired.
Yeah, after like two.
Yeah, I'm done. Yeah. Switch. Somebody else do. Yeah. So hats off to you for making all the women come.
Now, there was a highlight of the people that came up to come. Mm-hmm. There was a lesbian couple.
Yeah, you told me that. I missed that. But I knew there was a lesbian couple coming, because I saw them post in Discord. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was really awesome. Mm-hmm. I'm happy to have them there and wish more would come. So I was really great. Glad that they came.
Now, I will say, so they came up and they're like, they came up together and they're like, oh, she wants to go. And I was like, well, do you want to do it or do you want me to do it? And she was kind of like both. But then I like handed her the wand, and part of me was like, did they want me more involved here? Like, I didn't know
what
to do. I didn't know like what to do with my hands. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like,
so they may not have liked men.
Right. It wasn't, I'm just saying, like in my head, I'm like, oh, I don't know what to do here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So, but she did it.
She did it, yeah. I think I was right there. I mean, I
you were a good assistant.
I was very respectful, and I did what they told me to do. Yeah. But it was pretty hot. They used the wand on one, used it on one, and then they switched and used it on the other, and then they ended up like just making out and going down on each other, and they almost had like a little like sex scene.
That's cool.
In my chair.
I hate that I missed that.
Now, what I will say, another thing that happened is everybody jumped into the pool at this point.
Oh, really?
Right, because we're front and center, and like, the girls' vaginas are basically like in your face if you're in the front row of the pool.
Well, the pool is also heated.
And it is heated, right? Yeah, so it was cold to get out of the pool, but it was actually really nice in the pool.
Yeah, it's just when you get out.
So I think the people that wanted to see, like to get that close up, like wanted to get what I call in the splash zone.
Yeah.
They came right up. And then like the funny thing is once we were done, like the pool party there kind of was a little pool party there for like that last hour or so.
It's definitely like the pool, like the whole day of Friday really turned around. I didn't have high expectations of it. Mm-hmm. Like, we even had friends texting us like, can we have an orgy in the club? Can we, you know, like they were trying to like figure out what we could do. And we were like, just give us a minute. Everything's starting to clear up.
Let's see what happens. Yeah.
And it ended up being really nice. So I was glad that Friday day turned out as well as it did.
Yeah. Well, and Jordan Marshall came up to me. He's like, you know how to get the party started. I was like, I didn't mean to do that, because it really did. Like once those girls started using the toys and coming, and like it like amped the whole day up to another level.
For
like
sure.
Everybody got really
involved. I mean, come on, that's how you get the party started. Mm-hmm. I ended up going to the room about 4:30 to rest a little bit, because the room crawl started at 6:00. So I needed to get ready. I think I ordered us some food. I can't remember that was.
Our room was also a disaster area.
Our room was.
And so you and Daphne went back. She went back to like decorate and hang up all the stuff.
Yeah, they had worked on it some throughout the day. Especially like when
the juice boxes and all that. Yeah.
But yeah, we definitely had to like rest, get ready, all that before that. So our room, so this year we kind of like stepped up the room crawl
participation.
Yes. So it's always been like hosts and influencers. So if you know, like Swinger Society has hosts and influencers. But this year we opened it up to other people as well.
Anybody that volunteered.
Anybody that wanted to do it, which honestly, we've been to hotel takeovers that have done that. And these people go all out. So I was all for it. I think we had like 10-ish people sign up.
Something like that.
And the winner got basically like a it's a free room for secret.
The next secret event.
And then they got a trophy that they got to take home and keep forever. And then we ordered a neon sign to go in their window so everyone could see that they won the room crawl for that weekend.
Yes.
So basically, they got it on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
The neon sign. So they got it for one night.
Yeah, I don't. I don't know how we.
Yeah, we might need to adjust that a little for next year. But anyway, so we had an adjoining room with Daphne and Daddy Mike. Now, obviously, we can't win because we
would be accused of cheating.
Yes. And we were already kind of worried about that being in an adjoining room with them.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know. Because we're in an adjoining room with them.
They were worried you might influence the vote.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But she,
which is a valid worry, by the way.
Valid. But she really wanted to win. And she was very, like, competitive. And they came to our house and we were chatting about, like, what our theme could be. And we were trying to tie in, like, high school since the whole weekend's theme was, like, school days. And we just finally, Daphne actually came up to it. And she was like, what about Stacy's mom? And then she like pulled up the Stacy's mom is got it going on. She pulled that song up and we were like, oh my God, that's perfect. And so that was our theme. So she dressed up as Stacy's mom.
Mm-hmm.
We had spiked boozy juice boxes and fruit snacks because that's what you get when you go to the hot mom's house. She gives you snacks.
Hopefully not alcohol though.
Well, no, but it's a swinger party, babe. And she dressed up like in a bathing suit with an apron and high heels. And we had stickers that said, vote for Stacy's mom. And we played the music really loud and
balloons and decorations.
Yeah.
And
we did have a pin there if anybody wanted to go ahead and vote.
You cheated.
No, I didn't.
You were giving people stickers and saying, I voted, and then having them sign the.
No. I wasn't even passing out the stickers.
No. But I'm saying you were highly encouraging people to fill out the card in person.
If you need a pin, I have one. That's not cheating. That was being kind.
You were cheating.
No, it wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
But we were heavily encouraging people that if they knew their decision, that there was a pin readily available.
Oh.
Truth be told, I think only 5 people
signed it.
Yeah. Like, I didn't do it to everybody, but, you know, we did have the pin there. It was fun. It was crazy. Like, at one point, all of our friends were in the room. People were screaming. There was one lady, and bless her heart, she was, like, so sweet and beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
She was a little trashed.
Yeah.
A lot trashed. She didn't quite understand that there was, like, 50 people behind her. And I kept very politely asking her to kind of, like, move.
Right. So to paint the picture here, we have adjoining rooms. And so what we did is, the traffic of people coming from the outside of the room would enter through our door. And then there's like a bar in our room that went from through our room and into Daphne's room. And then there was another door on her side. So it was kind of people were coming in through our door, seeing you, seeing Daphne, then exiting Daphne's door. So there's a flow here.
Yeah.
And it's not very wide. Mm-hmm. So it's like maybe 2 people wide could fit through this little corridor between the rooms here. People kept stopping to talk to you or to talk to Daphne, like, in the flow of traffic.
Yeah.
Isn't a big deal if you stop for a couple seconds, a minute, or whatever. People were wanting to stop and talk to you for, like, 20 minutes.
No.
Which kind of jammed up the whole.
Not people.
one. That one girl.
That one girl.
There was a couple.
Okay, one of our friends did it too, but I could tell her to get the heck out of the way. But this lady, I didn't really know, and I was trying to be super kind and being like, okay, let's like move along now. Like, I've got all these people. And she finally, like, I finally kind of had to get a little stirred. Like,
you need to move.
I was like, you need to move. And I felt so bad. And honestly, I feel like she didn't talk to me the rest of the weekend. And I don't, maybe I'm being self-conscious.
That's why you're a mean girl.
Well, but she left me no choice. There was 50 people behind her. The music was loud. Everybody was screaming. I was very overstimulated and I had to make a decision and I told her to move along. Mm-hmm. So, and I even like apologized to the people behind her. I was like, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to be mean to her. I was like, I just need her to move. I felt bad. Mm-hmm. So if you're listening to this, I'm so sorry. You're beautiful. You're super sweet. I did not mean to move you along, but.
But you had to move along.
You had to move along. Like your time was up. And the, yeah, so that, I mean, that was it. The room crawl ended.
I love the room crawls.
I do too.
They're very stressful. Very stressful. It's like a very high pace, loud, like.
Yeah, because you're like, you're putting stickers on cards. You're giving people like a little gift to say thank you. Like we had like stickers that said the Swing Nation podcast. You're usually giving them a shot or a drink or something.
Right. They're wanting to hug you and talk to you.
Took pictures. Mm-hmm. Our friends are in there wanting to hang out. I mean, there's just a lot going on. And then on top of that, we had the loud music. And then, you know, we had Daphne and Mike in there, which added an extra. It was just a lot. Mm-hmm. I have a love-hate relationship with a room crawl.
Maybe we could just participate next time.
Yeah, we got to figure something out. So.
But people, I think it's also a good opportunity to give people to meet you. Yeah. Us, though,
like, yeah. I just like maybe we could just like stand somewhere and not have to pass out stickers.
And shots.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Or that, I don't know.
Well, maybe if you just don't. What if you just took our name? Like if you're still like in Daphne's room, but
yeah, that's
our
what sticker's I was thinking.
Not there.
Like, yeah, that's what I was thinking. Okay. So once that was over, it was funny because do you remember the couple from Knoxville? They were Chucky and Bride of Chucky, big tall guy.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
She was like, okay,
I remember
guys.
Seeing them.
Yeah.
They were there?
They were there. I think you had left to go set up the 360. She was like, okay, y'all have to get ready. I'm closing your door so y'all can get ready for the night. And I was super grateful. I was like, thank you for doing that. So she shut the door for us and like, you know, she left and she pulled the door behind her. So we had, I think, you know, at this point it's like 7 mm-hmm. something and we have to be ready.
Basically
and
by an hour.
Yeah, we basically have like an hour-ish to get ready and be at the club.
Okay. You had ordered some food though.
Yeah, we
so
did.
So I had left the room crawl a little bit early to go make sure photo backdrops, the lights, the 360 camera, all of that was set up. It was also still, I think it had started to drizzle again. So yeah. We broke out another tent to put the 360 camera under a tent. So it
you
didn't
had to
get
put
wet.
Trash bags on the lights.
I put trash bags over the lights because our lights are like battery operated lights.
Yeah.
We just got new, actually nice ones and they're kind of expensive. So I had to go track down some trash bags to put clear trash bags to put over the lights. And so I was out doing all this stuff. But then I come back and you had Outback waiting on me.
I did. I had a steak and a mm-hmm. potato waiting for you.
The steak was a little burnt though.
Yeah, they overcooked it. But it was really nice to actually have like food. I felt like I didn't eat. Like I was rushed.
Right, like so, stuff your face. And go.
Yeah, I was like stuff your face. So I even like an hour or two later, I was like I was hungry again because I didn't really eat the whole thing. I didn't like.
Process it.
No, I just inhaled, you know, half of it enough mm-hmm. till I kind of fixed that craving and then got ready. So for Friday night, I was a schoolgirl. I had this super cute pink and purple schoolgirl outfit. It was a rewear. I wore it a couple of years to go to Hedo. And I ordered Dan a custom football jersey that said like Swing Nation podcast and had
number 69.
69 was your number.
And my name on the back.
It was cute.
You hooked me up pretty good.
I did.
Usually you kind of. I would have usually got like a t-shirt or something, but
I've been doing better.
You've been doing better with my outfit.
I really have been trying. So give me a little credit.
You did
kind of fuss at me because it was $60.
Did I? The only thing I will say is, so I have another baseball jersey. Yeah. That's also the Swing Nation.
But you had worn it.
I've had that for like 2 years.
Yes. And somebody bought it for us. It was a gift.
Right.
So
what I'll say is it does suck that it was $60. Like $60 was more than I would like to spend. But I probably will have that football jersey and wear it for two or three years. So yeah. Probably not that big a deal.
No, it's not a big deal at all. So we got to the club. We took pictures. We did the 360 camera.
People love, I you know, can't put enough emphasis on how much people enjoy that, the 360 camera and the taking pictures before going into the club.
You know, like, people give a shit for having cameras and stuff, but like, we like sexy pitch on our lifestyle pages. Like, we like it on our SDC and our Swingers Society and our SLS profile. Everybody does.
People love pictures.
You work so hard on those outfits. You want to get a hot picture before you go in and you want to put it on.
I think people want to show they were there and they, you know, like, oh, I was at Secrets. Here's the picture.
Yeah.
And here's my take on all this. And because I've even been kind of monitoring social media over the last couple of days. And I've honestly seen a few pictures I don't like from the event that have people in the background and stuff like that.
We can't control.
The problem is there's 1,000 people there. And we even put it out on the microphone a couple times. Yeah. Like, hey, you are more than welcome to take pictures here. You're more than welcome to have your phone here. But just be respectful when you do it. We had all kinds of photo backdrops around the pool. Like, go find a clear background and take a picture and make sure nobody's in the background. Right. And, you know, you can only do so much with that. And I think, you know, if you're listening, don't post pictures on your social media that has anybody but you and your friends that consented to the pictures in it. Because the last thing you want to do is out somebody. And I see this. It's not just our events. This happens at every event, right?
Yeah.
That Secret's about hotel tech. It just always happens. But try to do better is what I'm saying. But, people love taking fucking pictures. Mm-hmm. And I think the key to all this is give people a place to do it, right? Like, give them the appropriate places to do it so that they're not doing it in inappropriate places. Because if you didn't have any photo backdrops, there'd be a lot more of those pictures with people in the background and stuff like that. Yeah.
I've seen a few that are questionable. Mm-hmm. Not from anyone that's like associated with us. Like, if it was a friend or somebody close, I would say something.
What I will say is I think our public people, like, so I'm talking about like influencers and people that are prominent on social media. I actually think they're some of the better ones at not posting people in the pictures. Yeah. It's the like random people that show up that have just a lifestyle social media page that post other stuff. You know?
Yeah. So. No, I agree. Are you ready to spice up your social life? Introducing ThreeFun, the dating app for open-minded individuals seeking fun and excitement. Whether you're looking for a casual fling, a thrilling threesome, or exploring new dynamics in your relationship, ThreeFun is your go-to platform. With millions of like-minded members worldwide, find your perfect match has never been easier. Browse profiles, chat with potential matches, and set up unforgettable encounters right from your smartphone. Download ThreeFun today by following the link in our show notes.
We here at the Swing Nation podcast are proud to partner with Promescent. Listen, guys, we've all been there. You're having a hot night with a hot chick, maybe a few hot chicks, but you need to kind of delay the time before you pull that trigger.
That's where Promescent comes in. They have this awesome product called the Delay Spray. You literally spray it on, and it delays the time that you orgasm, so you can make sure that your partner is well taken care of.
And as swingers, we're all about making sure our partners are well taken care of, and Promescent Delay Spray is the perfect product for that.
Click the link in the show notes below to get yours today.
Anxiety can cause ED, like the kind you get while watching your partner with someone else. You're having the time of your life, yet are having stage fright. Most men in the lifestyle use prescription ED medication for this reason. Shameless Care should be your provider. Shameless is less expensive than other companies and has a 50-state network of physicians who are lifestyle friendly. Use coupon code TSN for $30 off. ShamelessCare.com.
Hey, Swing Nation listeners, it's Dan here, and I want to know why you haven't checked out Cassidy.com yet. Cassidy is a lifestyle website where you can connect with other swingers, see lifestyle events near you, and chat with attendees, as well as post travel plans to meet up with pineapple people across the country. We want you to try Cassidy completely risk-free by using the 90-day elite membership trial link in our show notes, or by going to theswingnation.info and clicking on the Cassidy banner under Favorite Apps and Products.
Friday night was a lot of fun.
It was.
Yeah. So if you've followed our podcast for like a while now, you've heard us talk about the Vanilla Swirl couple.
Mm-hmm.
They are, I would say they're friends of friends, but they've become friends.
Right. They began as friends of friends.
Yeah. Yeah. And they started coming really just because they love the sexy atmosphere of swinging events. They were not swingers. Like, she loved getting dressed up and, you know, she liked twerking and dancing and he wanted to make her happy. And if she wanted, you know, like, it's fun. It kind of fits their lifestyle. And so they would come, but they were 100% like kind of off limits to everybody. Would you say?
They just was made clear that they're vanilla. They're vanilla. They're not interested in swapping or
that's, you know, that's fine. Just not their thing. They're so fucking sexy. Mm-hmm.
Like she dances and everybody stops and just watches her dance.
She should have been a stripper in her life. Like, I think maybe she might have been. I mean, I know she wasn't, but like somehow she had to be.
Like in an alternate.
Yeah. World, yeah. Right? Like in another world. I mean, the first time I ever met her, she was literally, or I think the first time I met her, or if they're saying I can remember, she was like on our stripper pole in our room. Do you mm-hmm. remember that?
I remember. I don't know if that's the first time we met.
But that's the first.
That is a very memorable time.
Yes.
We had one of the bigger suites and she was just on our that stripper pole for a good while and definitely caught our attention.
Yes, everyone's attention. Mm-hmm. They're just super attractive couple and very kind and sweet. Well, there's always like flirtation with everybody. It's kind of like the thing you can't have that you want, you know? It's mm-hmm. But at the Grove, so if you go back to the Grove, which was August, I somehow in like a drunken state made a comment that I wanted to kiss her. Mm-hmm. And somebody told her. Mm-hmm. And she kissed me mm-hmm. at the Grove. And it was like super hot. I like was like, hell yes.
That was what, last summer, right?
Yeah, it was August. Mm-hmm. And I was like, hell yeah, I will go be your unicorn. You just tell me when and where and what we're doing. And I'm there. You know, I was just like, y'all are so sexy. Then at Secrets in September,
mm-hmm.
So that was like a month or so later. There was definitely some flirtation.
With you and her and you and him.
Yes, correct. And I thought there was a little flirtation with you and her.
This is, so she touched my dick with the fake hand.
You got to tell the story of the fake.
All right. Well, go back and listen to the last September Secrets. What was that one?
Somebody had like one of those little mini fake hands.
Right. Like a little plastic. They're kind of becoming a thing now. Like these little plastic figurines that like go on the end of your finger and they're like mini hands.
And so her joke was she could like touch people with that.
So they're vanilla. So she couldn't like touch my dick, but she could do it with the plastic hand because she wasn't actually touching me.
Yeah. But in fact, I was touching him. Like I didn't have a little hand. I was.
You were touching his dick that time?
I'm pretty sure. I don't really remember if it was above or below. I'm pretty sure it was above. But I was making out with them. Like, it was definitely, like, some mm-hmm. flirtation mm-hmm. there. And then we saw them at the Red Room. And I don't remember it being as much flirtation, but definitely still a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So now, fast forward, it's March.
Well, and the funny part, other than her touching my dick with a plastic hand, I was being very, very, like, hands off. Like, I was trying. I wasn't. You are much more of a, like, a challenge and.
Correct.
You're respectful. I mean, I'm not saying you would violate any boundaries, yes. But you like a challenge. You like.
I do. And she was, I was 100% asking for consent, yeah. And she was giving me the okay. I was also pretty trashed at Secrets in September. To be honest with you, I made a point to not be that way at this one because if you remember, I hurt my toe. I ripped my toenail off. So I was in pain. So I'd taken some pain medicine, maybe a little bit of a gummy, maybe a little bit of alcohol. So I just really kind of overdid it, truth be told. I was trying not to feel the pain of the fact that I had a ripped off toenail and I had cowboy boots on.
Mm-hmm.
So not my finest moment, but that's just the honest to God truth. And so I probably pushed a little bit more than I would have on a normal occasion.
Okay.
So that's just the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And you are.
I actually think after that event, you actually messaged them and said, I did. Hey, If I crossed any line, and they were like, no, you didn't.
No, I did actually. Like that Monday, I reached out to our friend and her and was like, hey, I just want to make sure that like you don't want to beat me up. Like,
just making sure.
Yeah, I was like, you know, I was a little bit, a little bit intoxicated, just making sure we're good. And she was like, no, everything was hurt. So I had so much fun. It was great.
Right.
Okay, so now let's get to March. Okay, so Friday night, I was pouring shots on the bar. So if you've ever been to Secrets, they get girls up on the bar and you pour shots into people and then people come up and line up. Well, he came up and then I accidentally pour it all over his chest.
Accidentally?
And I had to lick it up.
Oh.
And he is a very fit man.
Mm-hmm.
So it's nice just to lick things off of. So that kind of started it.
Okay. And I missed that, but.
Yeah, I told you about it.
Yeah.
And that kind of started the whole flirtation of the night. Of course, I asked, like, if I could kiss him. I kissed him. I kissed her. There was just a lot. It was a very heavy
flirting. Well, okay, so I will say I'm very much more involved in the making sure the DJs are good. Yeah. I'm going around checking on the VIP guests, making sure they got their bottles. And like, I am more of the facilitator of the event than Lacey is.
Yeah.
Lacey's much more of the social butterfly, yeah. which is good, which is what I want because let's be honest, people walk past me to see you because they recognize you and they want to talk to you and they want to interact with you because they follow you on TikTok and Instagram and all these things. So those have always kind of been our roles where I am more of the facilitator of the event and you are much more the host as far as like interacting with.
Yeah, I'm walking around the public, trying to talk.
Right?
Yeah.
Right. And so I was doing whatever and I came up and you were with them, Mr. and Mrs. Vanilla Swirl, who now has a new name, Forbidden Fruit.
Are we saying it?
Why not? I think we can say it, yeah. Okay. It's a cover name. I mean, it's not their real name. Anyway, you were with them. And I think you were making out with both of them and you were engaged with them. And I don't know. I think maybe he had taken a shot off your boobies or they had like sucked on your boobies or done something like that. And then he says to me, I'd like to see you do that to her.
Yeah.
And I was kind of coming in cold at that point. And I was like, holy fuck. Like, what is going on here? Like, are you sure? Like, you want me to? And she just pulled down her top.
She had pasties on. She even took her pasties off.
Yeah, she pulled down her top and she had pasties covering her nipples. And she pulled off her pasty covers and was like, go for it. And I did. And you did. And so me and you were sucking her nipples together, which was extremely sexy. And I think from that on, it was like all night. Like I was making out with her. You were making out with him. There was touching. There was petting. There was like all of the things besides like any actual sexual acts. Like it was all but like just as close like to the line as you could fucking get. Yeah.
So at some point, because you are the one that like makes things happen.
Mm-hmm.
You went up. Did you ask him?
All right. So, the part, you know, we're making out with them. And I mean, the party's going on and we're still kind of facilitating and I'm dancing with our friends. But then we were kind of focusing.
It was time, yeah.
We were focusing our energy on them much more. And then, so it gets late. I think it's midnight, you know, getting midnight 30, 1 o'clock. And so I went up to them and said, hey, we're thinking about going back to the playroom with a group. But if you would like, we could go either back to our room or your room or somewhere more private if you guys want to. No pressure, but if you want just one-on-one with us and you guys, we'll go back to your room.
Because it definitely, like, obviously they're new or not even really technically in the lifestyle, but definitely, like, all signs were pointing there. And we, like, honestly, I would have been just fine, like, me and her.
Right.
Letting the guys watch or, like, just, like, making it. I mean, like, it didn't have to be.
Right, and that's what I said to him. I was like, you know, we can go back to a room and do whatever, basically whatever you guys want. Like, as much or as little as you guys are comfortable with. I said, or we can all just, you know, or if you guys want to come to the playroom, like, we can do that. And he actually said, well, we'll go to the playroom.
Yeah.
And I was kind of shocked because in my head I'm thinking, like, you guys aren't swingers. So to go, like,
full-blown playroom.
A full-blown playroom where there's probably going to be an orgy going on. Like, that seems like a big step.
Yeah, but like talking the next day, they felt like if we went to a room, if they didn't have like full swap with us, that they would be letting us down, which is 100% not the case at all.
So, yeah. So what ended up happening, so I told him that was kind of like, hey, we can, you know, go somewhere private or we can all go to the playroom. He's like, oh, let's all go to the playroom. And so we're like, okay.
Which we have played in open areas with them before.
Right. Yeah. So,
but they've just never, like, they just kind of like parallel play. So they have sex with each other while everyone else.
I don't know if I've ever seen them have sex.
I have. In our room last year, September at Secrets, you were in the back.
No, I do remember.
And then at the Grove, they were in the frat house looking thing, the dungeon house thing. They were having sex there too.
Oh, okay.
I was watching. Don't worry. I keep my eye on them.
Okay. So anyway, they were like, yeah, we'll go to the playroom. All right. Okay. So we told all our friends, okay, we're all going to go because at Secrets, you have to be in lingerie or a towel. Or a robe to go in the playroom. Like, okay, let's all go back to our room, get our condoms and protection and change our clothes. And 1 o'clock, we're going to meet in the playroom. Mm-hmm. So 1 o'clock comes around. We all meet up with our friends in the playroom. No vanilla swirl couple. Mm. Forbidden freaks are not there. Or the forbidden fruit.
That'll be a problem.
Yeah.
And I was like a little sad. But also not surprised.
Right. We're like, oh,
they probably got nervous. Yeah, which is no big deal. No big deal at all.
Right.
So
we proceed
to have
An orgy.
An orgy.
With our friends.
Yes.
And so if you watch, it's not published yet, but go on YouTube and watch the new and improved Secrets Playroom when it's published. And you'll see in the playroom, there's this center bed that has four beds and then like a spinning thing in the circle. And I actually liked, so there's the four beds and there's like almost like wedges between the beds. Mm-hmm. And at first I was like, well, that kind of sucks because that separates the beds. But those wedge things are perfect to like bend somebody over. They're almost like sex pillows.
Well, we took like three.
We had three of the four.
And even the little spinning thing, even though no one really used it, it was.
It kind of was like the timeout chair.
Yeah.
Like if you need a break, you go get sit there and drink some water.
I climbed over it a couple of times. It was very hard.
I don't really get the spinning chair. Like, unless you literally sat somebody there and spun them. Like,
yeah.
I don't understand. Like, you can't really have sex on it. But
no, I think
I don't get it.
Probably like a foreplay
thing. It's kind of fun. Yeah.
How many couples would you say were there?
I don't know. 10, 12.
And there was a single guy. I don't know the rules around how single guys get in, but he was in. I don't know.
They got him in some. I don't know if you, maybe you could go in as a throuple. I would assume that's what it is.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They did make us go back and put our Apple Watches up, just FYI. Mm-hmm.
Secrets is very good about no phones and stuff like that. Yeah. But they actually made us take our Apple Watches off, which our Apple Watch doesn't have a camera on it. So I'm not sure.
I don't know. But it was a super hot time until, so you, I was done fucking somebody. I don't know who I was fucking. I was done and you were still fucking someone. And I hear Kinkaholics, which is a friend of ours, yell, come on, boys. And I look up and he is full naked, hard on. He's got his dick pierced, so big old, and it's huge. And he's like ready to fight in the playroom. So I immediately am like, I don't know what's going on, but I know something is going on.
I think you had, so you're right. I was having sex and I think they were starting to exchange words. And then when he yelled, I think basically everybody jumped up.
Everybody jumped up and I was trying to get you. I'm like hitting you.
You're like hitting me like, hey, Dan. And I was like, what? And then he's like, I think what he said is you need to get the fuck out of here.
Yes.
And he said it very, very loudly. And like the entire playroom stopped at that point. And then like we all jumped up.
Which is the first time in all of our swinging encounters, this is the first time that I've ever been in a playroom and something like this.
Like almost happened. A fight. Yeah.
Almost a fight. And so it took a minute to realize, but Tara, somebody had. And she's like Tara Michelle on TikTok. Right,
she's on social media. She's on TikTok. She's, you know,
somebody. I think she was being fucked by somebody that she obviously consented to, and somebody came up behind her and smacked her pretty aggressively on the ass.
Yep.
And what?
No. I was gonna say. So my understanding of what happened is, like you said, that she was bent over doing something and her ass was up in the air and somebody walking by smacked her ass and not just like lightly patted her ass or like smacked it like full blown, like full swing, like hit her ass.
I mean, honestly, to be fucking someone and really realize that somebody smacked you like that, it has to be hard.
You know, if somebody brushed you, you probably wouldn't even really realize. Don't touch anybody without asking for consent. But like in group settings, it's not uncommon if people are moving around
to bump into each other.
But this was like hauled off and smacked
her. She was in tears. Mm-hmm.
And then her husband said something to the guy. And then that guy smarted off to the...
Yeah, he kind of like bowed up on him like he was going to hit
him. He did something like
Yeah, and so
what that guy did not realize is that 90% of the people in the room were
our friends.
And he quickly realized that when the entire room stopped and then got up.
I mean, it was like he needed to leave there right then or there was going to be a problem. Mm-hmm. And so he
got escorted to the front by like six guys.
Yes. Yeah. All naked. Mm-hmm. All with hard-ons, mm-hmm. you know, and it's like you could hear a pin drop in this playroom, which is a very weird feeling. And then everybody's kind of like, holy shit, what do we do? You know, like, do we keep going? Do we leave? Kind of like, what do we do? And about that time, here he comes walking back in. And I even saw him. I was like, there he is.
Right. So they escorted him out to the front. And there's secret staff that man a desk in front. And I think they walk through the playroom periodically. And they escorted them out and said, hey, this guy slapped somebody's ass without asking consent. And the secret staff was like, we'll take care of it. And so the rest of us, but to kind of not have a fight, like left them with him, right?
Yeah.
And went back in.
But nobody was fucking again. We were all kind of like looking at each other like, what the fuck?
Right. So everybody was kind of like, calming down and talking about what happened. And then here comes this guy walking back in.
Yeah.
And everybody's like,
what the fuck?
What the fuck? You need to get out of here. And he kind of just like walked past everybody and didn't say anything.
And like sat down.
Like sat down on, like he was on one of the beds in like the back of the room. Yeah. And so I went back up front to the lady and said, why is he back? You know, like what is going on? Why is he back in there? And she's like, and to be fair, like I think she tried to do the right thing. So what she said to me is like, oh, I talked to him. This is their first time. He didn't know. Like he told me it was the first time and he didn't know the rules. I explained to him that he can't touch anybody without consent. I told him to go in there and apologize and then to continue on. And I said, and I looked at her and I said, hey, he didn't just like touch her. He hit her. Like mm-hmm. he aggressively hit her. Mm-hmm. And I said, that's not like, if he doesn't leave, there's going to be a problem. Like that's not okay. Mm-hmm. And she's like, uh-oh. He hit her? And I was like, yes, he hit her.
And honestly, at that point, if they had not removed that guy, there was going to be an issue.
Yeah.
You know, like, obviously, like, you and I are not going to hit anyone, but somebody was going to beat the shit out of this guy. You know, I mean, I'm just going to be honest with you. It was getting
to that point. They came back in and they said, hey, you need to leave. And they kicked him out. So I don't think he ever should have been let back in, mm-hmm. but maybe there was some miscommunication there. I don't know. But I'll tell you, that is the first time I've ever seen anything like that happen. And I will say, you know, even talking to Tara and talking to some of the girls and stuff, you know, it was an uncomfortable situation. It's unfortunate that it happened, but it shows you kind of how safe these spaces are, right?
Yeah.
Because somebody did something like that. Everybody else in that room was ready to jump in.
Yeah, and even if there was no staff there, mm-hmm. like she was 100% like the situation was going to be handled. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, and talking to you know other people, it's like that happens at bars.
Oh yeah, like if you go to Nashville and uh-huh. you're walking around and stuff, 100%, I've been touched and grabbed,
and there's nothing, nobody, yeah,
no. Mm-mm. That's just when somebody turns around and throws a punch and then you have a bar fight.
Right.
That's really what that is.
So, right. mm-hmm. So I mean, it is an unfortunate thing that happened, but it shouldn't have happened. And I do think it could have been handled better by people, but I'm going to give them the credit of the doubt. Maybe there was some miscommunication there. But ultimately, I think it does prove that, you know, these play spaces are well protected. And if you step out of bounds, somebody's going to do something about it.
Yeah.
And that's, it's not okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we've talked for almost an hour.
I know. What are we going to do now? do you think we should power through or do you think we should stop and do another episode?
I mean, Saturday's probably going to be a whole nother hour. Life is fives.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think we need to stop. So I think this went longer than we thought, but I think there's lots of good conversation in there. So I think what we need to do is give it, push it to
next week.
Part three.
Yeah, which is a lot, but it's okay. Saturday is also a really fun day and a lot of other good information. So it's a three-parter.
All right. So we're going to stop our story there. And next week, we're going to pick up with what happens on Saturday, which Saturday is the highlight of the weekend. So we definitely want to give that plenty of time. Okay. So a few admin notes. We should be close to getting ready to go on the Bliss cruise.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably weeks away or days away at this point. I'm trying to do math in my head. we also have our July Secrets event that if it's not sold out already, it's after these kind of stories, it probably is going to be. So make sure you go to swingersociety.net, book that July Secrets. But we got events going on all summer long.
Yeah.
We got Hedo, Bliss Cruise. We got Splash events. We got
Naughty.
And we got some other club takeovers. But by this time, those tickets might be out. So definitely go check out swingersociety.net. We'd love for you to come out to an event and hang out with us and kind of experience these kind of things that we're talking about firsthand.
Yep.
Anything else you want to talk to the Swing Nation listeners about?
That's it.
All right, guys. I think with that, in a world full of apples,
be the pineapple.
Be the pineapple, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
If you've enjoyed our podcast and want to support us, leave a 5-star review wherever you're listening. If you want to see more of our content, you can find links to Snapchat, Twitter, Instagram, OnlyFans, and more in the show notes. Come join the conversation with us and other Swinger content creators on our Swinger Society Discord server. If you have questions or feedback, email them to us at theswingnation@gmail.com. Make sure you head on over to theswingnation.net and keep up to date on all things Swing Nation. We thank you so much for joining us, and we'll see you next time. Goodbye.